it may be difficult, you know, to understand right now that things are concluding for the Snowbirds airshow-wise. Very reassuring from the minister that the Snowbirds, you know, will continue to call Moose Jaw home. That's very important.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking this morning with a big topic that really dominated a big part of the show yesterday as well, the announcement about the Snowbirds. Defense Minister David McGuinty, along with another number of other officials, both provincially and, of course, municipal officials, in Moose Jaw, Canadian Forces Base Moose Jaw, CFB Moose Jaw. The announcement came yesterday that Canada will retire and replace the Tudor jets with a new Siskin II aircraft. It is prop-driven, not a jet, and the replacement won't be happening until sometime into the 2030s, which is a very vague timeline. So, lots of emotion over this. I think it is completely unacceptable that this transition is going to take years when good planning on the part of the federal government could have made for an almost seamless transition. I get it. There would be some training that would have to happen for the pilots. So you have to expect that there might be a little bit of a gap, but certainly not year after year after year like we are now learning. Lots of texts coming in. Clinton Lumsden said, I've been texting a couple of times about the Snowbirds. My thoughts are the same. We spend $1.4 billion on the CBC, which can't survive on its own without government funds. We should be spending $1.4 billion on new planes for the Snowbirds, or should I say jets, because I believe the Blue Angels in the U.S. fly F-16s. We should be flying something similar. People want to see the jets. This is Clint in Lumsden. Sean in Weyburn suggesting we've got F-18 Hornets in service in our fighter air wings. This plane currently being used by the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. Why, if we're looking at replacing the F-18s, could we not use these? That's why I asked the question. It's exactly why I asked the question of Dan Dempsey, and his answer was no. You need fighter pilots to fly those. We have a shortage of fighter pilots right now. He didn't believe that those were an option, but a good question. And thanks, Sean, for texting it in. It's exactly why I asked the question. It's amazing to me the number of people we have with expertise when it comes to pilots, people that have been involved in the Air Force. And I'm going to go to one of those people right now, Mick in Moose Jaw. How are you, Mick?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Give me a quick rundown, because you were a former member of the Air Force. You flew the Tudors, right?
I did. I got my wings on the Tudor, and then I came back several years later as an instructor on the Tudor. So I have got about 1,200 hours on the Tudor.
So give me just your thoughts on what you heard yesterday.
Well, cautiously optimistic, I guess. I'm a little leery as to the way forward. My main concern is I don't see a plan. These things happen. You know, it takes years for procurement to go forward and so on, and I didn't see a plan. I know they talked about back in 2021 to have the modifications to the aircraft to allow it to go out to 2030. And if I look at that, why can't we look at reducing keeping the fleet, but reduce the usage? You know, use fewer numbers of aircraft instead of sending a 9-plane out, maybe send out a 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6-pack, and also think about maybe have shows closer to home, so they don't have to transit all over the North America to do an air show, and reduce the number of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's something. Now maybe they talked about it before, maybe they planned about it. I don't know, but I think that there's some options there that could be used. I want to say, though, as well, that the Tudor is a great aircraft. It's been around since the early 60s, and it was a great aircraft to feed into the Snowbirds, because everybody who got their wings had been on the Tudor. So I must say that for the PC-21, for people to transition from the PC-21 onto a Snowbird aircraft would be an easier transition as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to say the turboprop The aircraft, the Snowbird, is a Tier 1 aircraft for the show. So all of those people that are talking about the air shows, you know, the Blue Angels, the Thunderbirds, the Snowbirds, the Red Arrows, the French and the Italian, the Black Angels, even the Saudi Hawks aircraft, those are all Tier 1 air shows. So going to a turboprop, it can do a good job, but it's not the Tier 1. So I think that's an issue as well. And, you know, people have talked about, I mean, when I went through pilot training, I wanted to be a fighter pilot. I was an air traffic controller before I joined the Air Force, and I learned about air discipline and so on in that context, and I wanted to be a fighter pilot. So when I joined and went through pilot training, the top three or four or five candidates got their choice, and we went fighters. Mm-hmm. And I flew fighters for almost 40 years. It's the greatest job in the world.
Do you worry, Mick, that this is going to hurt recruitment of future, like, pilots that want to fly jets?
You know, there's a mixed bag there. There's a lot of people that come into the Air Force and, you know, trying to get hours, get lots of hours, and then they go on to the airlines. And that's fine. I mean, there's people come in there and they want to fly helicopters. That's also fine. I always say to, you know, the students that I've met and that I've talked to, and when they want to know my experiences and so on, I always tell them, if you really want to do absolutely everything you can with an aircraft, it's a fighter game. You can do absolutely everything that any other aircraft can do in the fighter game, but it's a very, very specialized capability, special role. You know, it's quite the deal.
Well, Mick, I've appreciated hearing from you on this. I'm sure we'll connect again. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. What do you think? The Snowbird announcement. Do you think this is good news? Do you think this is bad news? Larry in Saskatoon, where are you at?
Well, I think there's some things that the Minister of Defense didn't mention that are actually in the list that will be mentioned later on, and I've got a advanced copy of that. Now, in the interim before the replacement propeller planes, the Snowbirds will be a flock of ptarmigan who will appear at Canadian air shows. Higher altitude maneuvers will be carried out in perfect formation by a flock of snow geese. Now, additional Canadian Armed Forces upgrades will be artillery will be by catapult. The service issue long arm will be a spear or an English longbow if lethality at a greater distance is required. Hand grenades will have lit fuses and powered by black powder. The war canoe will replace the current Coast Guard. On the upside, it'll be actually armed with Greek fire. Now, for open water, a slave galley ship, multi-tiered, of course. The armament there will be rows of six-pounder cannon. They will have a trigger lock, but don't ask me why or how.
Larry, I appreciate your message has been received loud and clear. We're stepping backwards. We're not advancing forward with this decision with the Snowbirds. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the chuckle this morning. I want to keep going. We got lots of people calling and texting in. James in Saskatoon, your thoughts?
Well, I guess it comes at no surprise, right, Evan? I guess it's certainly a reflection on ourselves and our own values. I don't necessarily put any blame to this particular government. I think the one previous certainly had a lot of foundational hands, but obviously something like this had many, many, many years of bad decisions.
Yeah, can I just jump in, James? Don't go away. But I heard Mark Carney say yesterday, I inherited this problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I cut the prime minister's slack, because I don't think the prime minister is the person. I mean, we've got bureaucrats that are working in these different areas that should have been able to identify this, you know, in the last decade for sure. And I don't think a change in prime minister should have to be the stumbling block of whether or not the Snowbirds seamlessly transition or not.
But but to that point, Evan, with all honesty, I can recall this discussion being had when Stephen Harper was prime minister. And it was always kind of, yeah, we'll deal with it at a later time. We'll deal with it at a later time. You know, like, I think the more pressing issue, honestly, is instead of a demonstrative sport or a demonstrative purview, has anybody really taken a solid look at all of the Canadian military? And from the best estimates that I hear, we're approximately 35,000 members short of a functional military. And I don't blame the women and men involved in this organization, but I must ask, like, does anybody think we're serious in any capacity? I honestly, one big snowstorm and we're halted to the ground, right?
Yeah, I think this is giving us some insight for sure, James, in terms of the foresight, the preparation. Now, keep in mind, when we talk about defense spending and the fact that the federal government is saying we've reached the 2% GDP that NATO requires, we're pushing towards that 5% goal that it's been changed to, but they aren't giving any basically details, right? We're not hearing any details as to how they're going to get there. It makes you wonder, do those details exist anywhere? Are the plans there? This is terrible planning on display for us to see here for sure. Let's take a break. When we come back, finish up on open lines. I'm going to try and get to a few texts here because we're only taking open lines till 10 o'clock this morning on this topic. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
I've been around a long time, and I have seen many generations express and share their knowledge about the snowbirds to other parts of Canada and the other parts of the world.
I guess they gotta have new planes.
It doesn't matter to me what they do with that.
I would say the same. I do enjoy them.
They're certainly a symbol of Canada, but really important to Moose Jaw.
I think that they're an essential part of Moose Jaw, and that they should be allowed to fly. They should put a fast order on the aircraft.
Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, good to have you here. I was in Abernethy yesterday, literally parked the truck, Main Street Abernethy, leaning on the box, talking with a couple of other friends of mine in Abernethy, which is, it's a pretty typical small town scene, is it not? And I said, can you imagine a farmer gathering his family in the spring, gathering his family and pointing over at the shed and saying, take a look in the shed there. See that combine that we got sitting in there, that combine, boy, it's served us well for the last 15 years or so. We've been harvesting with that. Well, take a good look at it, because this is going to be the last harvest that that combine does. We're going to get her out in the field and we'll use her this harvest, but that's going to be it. Just too hard to get parts, too hard to fix. We're going to have to retire her at the end of the year. And hopefully, if all goes well in the next 7 to 10 years, we'll have a new combine on the farm to replace her. I mean, I was saying it to get a laugh, but at the end of the day, that's not how business operates, right? You know you're going to need a new combine. Well, you plan, you train, you educate yourself on the new one so that by the time the next harvest comes around, you can use it. Okay, not a perfect connection to the snowbirds, but tell me how it is not possible that you could have a transition that at the most, and I mean at the most, takes one season off for training of the new pilots on the new jets that have been purchased. Tell me why we need to have, this could be a decade, you know, like they're saying into the 2030s. That could easily be 10 years from now. And many people are pointing out, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. You heard a lot of pomp and circumstance yesterday. But does this mean that they are coming back definitively to Moose Jaw? Darren in Saskatoon says, well, it was a nice run. 55 years, put a pin in it, open a museum. We won't be training future fighter pilots on fixed wing prop planes in the future. It's all smoke and mirrors. They won't keep the ground crews. They won't keep the pilots on payroll. 5 years or more waiting around for something to happen. It's a slow rip of the Band-Aid, is what some people are saying. Julian Battleford said, I'll call it today. The Snowbirds are done. 2030s is a vague 10-year span. I agree with you. Being the Liberals broke the current agreement to keep them going to 2030, who can believe them about this? Even when I asked the mayor of Moose Jaw this morning, like his answer, I mean, he is such a nice fella. I really do like the mayor there, James Murdoch. But when I said to him, do you trust the federal government? He had trouble. He had trouble spitting that one out. Tom in Saskatoon, it's interesting that it's been decided to step back to a prop aircraft as a trainer for a force of jet aircraft. Also of note that this is a Swiss-built aircraft akin to the Saab that is being considered rather than the F-35. In short, I have little trust in this government. They have historically reneged on previous commitments. Shutting down the Snowbirds program on a promise to restart at a future undetermined date gives me little confidence. Thank you to everyone texting in on this. I will continue to try and work your texts in through the show. We will revisit this topic from time to time, but we are going to move on. We got lots of other things. Electricity production in the province coming up at 10:30, and the changing face of the wedding. It is changing. Pop-up weddings are a thing. That's where we're going next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.